3. Communism's sabotage and abuse of art. Since art has such a tremendous effect on changing society, it's not surprising that communism uses art in its aim of socially engineering man. A. Art in communist countries. Communist parties know the power of art and use it to brainwash people and turn all art forms into tools to advance their brainwashing. Many people have ridiculed the CCP for having singers and actors as military generals. They wonder how civilians who have neither undergone military training nor been trained in arms or warfare could be qualified to be generals. The CCP believes that the people in such roles are just as important as trained military men in promoting and upholding the communist cult. Perhaps they are even more crucial. In this sense, their military rank is perfectly in conformance with party principle. As Mao Zedong said, "We must also have a cultural army, which is absolutely indispensable for uniting our own ranks and defeating the enemy." Artistic performances in communist countries are designed to have people forget the miseries they suffer under communist rule, and to cultivate their loyalty to the party through art. This propaganda effect, called thought work, cannot be achieved by mere martial power. Compare the CCP's grand opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympics, which was put on at enormous taxpayer cost, North Korea's large-scale song and dance festival Arirang, and the former Soviet Union's ballet troupes. All serve the needs of the party. In September 2011, when the CCP's Ministry of Culture held a so-called Chinese Culture Festival, China, a Nation's Art Series, at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., it performed the CCP's classic ballet model Red Detachment of Women, which promotes class hatred and communist violence. If Orthodox art that was close to the divine and promoted traditional values were to exist simultaneously with party-controlled art used for brainwashing the public, then the latter would lose its monopoly and have no effect. This is why all communist countries have a strict censorship system for the arts and the publishing industry.